You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It's Friday, and we're taking a look back at the week. We know what Jay Powell thinks this afternoon, because he told us. The TLDR, that's too long didn't read, of his speech is that the Federal Reserve is about this close to starting to pull back on some of the support it has been giving this economy. But everybody needs to hang on just a bit. And that is also where we are going to start the program on this Friday. Neela Richardson is at ADP. Jordan Holman is at Bloomberg. Hey, you two.
Hi, Kai.
Hey, so Neela, let me start with you and ask you this. It seems self-evident, right? It is, as far as the status of the economy goes, a good thing if Jay Powell says, as he did today, you know what, maybe we'll be able to start pulling back on some of those bond purchases this year. That's a good thing, yes?
It is. It's a good sign that the economy is starting to be able to stand on its own two feet. It comes at a time that we're seeing an expiration in a lot of government support as well. But I also note that Jay Powell said that the jobs market recovery was both improving but turbulent. Mm-hmm. So everything has to be seen that the Fed, in terms of action through that lens, that it's not clear that all of the issues regarding the pandemic are finito. In fact, we're still dealing with the Delta virus, and that could weigh in on some of the economic progress. So it is a tenuous time, even though it's an improving time in the economy.
Right. Finito, of course, being a technical economist word, and you are the trained economist in this conversation. Jordan, let me ask you this, though, about the virus. People are changing their behavior already, right? We've talked about fewer people flying. We're going to do a story in a little bit about consumer behavior pulling back, maybe. What do you do when that's still out there?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. The Delta variant threw everyone for a loop because we were definitely looking at that September timeline as kind of that back to normal. You know, kids were going to return to school, workers were going to return to work, and then things would just kind of fall into place. And to Neela's point, the government, they had the benefits run up in September with that in mind. So now retailers are kind of going back to the drawing board and trying to figure out just how much will consumer spending shift in the case that this virus becomes more widespread again.
Right. Neela, I don't want to, this is going to sound like I'm blaming consumers, but I'm not. But if I'm Jay Powell, I'm sitting there looking at this, and consumer behavior is in a way getting in the way of what he wants to execute policy-wise.
Those people, they're always getting in the way of monetary policy. Yes, probably, because the Fed has a clear mandate and they'd like to execute it. The issue now, though, and you can see that in the latest consumer sentiment surveys, are people are pretty bummed out by this continuation of the pandemic. We thought, as Jordan said, that by September, this would be one and done and we could get back to normal. But it is clear that it has a lingering effect that is shadowing over economic progress. And so consumers may actually be pulling back their spending for emotional, not economic reasons. Unfortunately, emotions don't translate well into monetary policy.
Right.
So it's a real issue for the Fed right now.
Well, but look, Jordan, riddle me this. What do you do if you're a retailer who sees this coming, right? You see consumers reacting emotionally, and there's no amount of sale or promotion or what have you that's going to make people buy if in their gut they're going, oh, man, are we having to do this again?
It is a great marketing feat to convince people to shop when they really don't want to, but that is what retailers do all the time. But listen, so a lot of the retailers, they have raised their guidance for the end of the year. They actually see sales improving. So even with the uncertainty, they believe that people will still want to shop for the holiday because it's going to be more normal than this time last year. And even if people are nervous about the virus and going into stores and their behavior shifts, a lot of retailers are relying on that online business that they've beefed up over the past year and a half. So they're figuring out other ways to mitigate some of these changes that they're seeing.
So, hey, Neela, if I'm just trying to pay my mortgage or you know, do my job and take care of the kids and the house and the dog and all this, what does this entire conversation that the business press and Fed watchers are having about the taper, what does it matter?
Well, if you're doing all that, Kai, first and foremost, you're exhausted. But the second thing is, you're probably not going to notice a tapering in the bond purchases. That has basically served its purpose in the economy. It's allowed for the free flow of credit to large corporations. That's been a great thing. It was really important at the beginning of all this. It's not going to translate as much into the labor market. What you're seeing, though, what you're seeing right here, right now, is a rise in prices, both in food prices and gasoline prices. But as demand has outstripped supply, you're seeing a rise in prices in the things that you may typically buy. And that is going to be now your new focus in terms of the consumer, these price increases.
Right. So, Jordan, tell me, are retailers worried about price increases? I mean, you and I have spoken before in this segment about pricing power and what retailers are looking at. And now Powell again said today, you know what? It's kind of transitory. We're not worried about, you know, some of the big things sticking around inflation-wise.
Any major retailer will definitely mention that pricing is going to be an issue. And even more so, going back to the Delta variant, that is disrupting other elements of their business. You know, if you think about in Vietnam with the factory closures, that's costing retailers more to get merchandise here to the U.S. And that might show up in the pricing for consumers. So even though Jay Powell's direct quotes, you know, might not resonate with some folks, it will show up in certain ways.
I'm going to mix my metaphors here, Neela, and give you the last word. But is Powell kind of whistling past the graveyard on this inflation thing? Because as far as the eye can see, well, end of the year anyway, inflation's pretty high.
I think that he has a public statement that belies his inner turmoil on inflation. This is just me, just reading the tea leaves. But I do think that there is a public communication that says that this inflation is transitory, it's going to be gone in 12 months, it's due to specifics tied to the pandemic that are fading. But what people are seeing is a pickup in prices tied to supply chain mismatches. And we don't know how enduring things like a lack of semiconductors are going to be in terms of products, you know, 1 year, 2 year, 3 years out. And the fact that this is a global supply chain has resonance. So, you know, the verdict is still a little bit out. And I think the Fed is paying close attention, very close attention to inflation dynamics, even while they put a very nice bright face on the word transitory and temporary.
Yeah, and we have to remember that he said, Powell did, in response to a David Gura question, by the way, now working for a different public radio outfit, Powell said, it's not like transitory means all these price increases are going to go away. It just means they're going to calm down a little bit, right? That's the deal.
And it really matters if wages aren't going up to keep up with those price increases.
Right. Neela Richardson at ADP and Jordan Holman at Bloomberg. Thanks, you two.
Thanks,
Kai. Thank you, Kai.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.